Measures submitted to the voters. School. Petaluma Joint Union High School District, Measure B. Petaluma Joint Union High School District Educational Excellence Measure. To provide locally controlled funding for local junior high and high schools that cannot be taken away by the state, to attract and retain excellent teachers, enhance math, science, engineering, technology, writing programs, maintain smaller class sizes, and prepare students for college and careers, shall Petaluma Joint Union High School District's measure be adopted, levying an $89 educational parcel tax, raising $2,200,000 annually for 8 years, with exemptions for seniors, no funds for administrators' salaries, and independent citizen oversight. Yes, no. Impartial analysis by County Council, Petaluma Joint Union High School District, Measure B. The superintendents of schools for the counties of Sonoma and Marin have called a special election to ask voters to approve an $89 educational parcel tax, or special tax, upon the request of the Board of Education of the Petaluma Joint Union High School District, or District. If approved by 2/3 of those voting, Measure B would permit the district to raise revenue to enhance academic programs at the district's junior high and high schools, prepare students for college and careers, attract and retain teachers, and maintain smaller class sizes for 8 years. Measure B proposes to impose a special tax of $89 per year per parcel, raising approximately $2,200,000 annually for 8 years commencing July 1, 2024. Proceeds of the special tax would be placed in a special fund and could only be used for the purposes set out in the measure, including enhancement of academic programs at the district's local junior high and high schools, including math, science, engineering, technology, writing programs, college and career preparedness, school libraries, attraction and retention of qualified teachers, and smaller class sizes. All funds from the special tax would stay local to benefit district schools only. None of the funds could be used for administrators' salaries or pensions. The proposed measure includes fiscal accountability requirements, including an independent oversight committee and mandatory annual audits detailing the amount of funds collected and expended and the status of any project authorized to be funded by Measure B. The special tax would be applied to each unit of real property in the district that receives a separate tax bill for property taxes from each of the tax collectors for the counties of Sonoma and Marin. If a parcel spans both Marin and Sonoma counties, the parcel will be treated as a single assessor's parcel for purposes of the amount of tax due. Exempted from this special tax are parcels which are exempt from property tax or in which no property tax is otherwise levied, as determined by the tax collectors for the counties of Sonoma and Marin for their respective jurisdictions. In addition, exemptions from payment of the special tax may be granted for parcels owned and occupied as a principal residence by persons 65 years of age or older, or parcels owned and occupied as a principal residence by persons with qualifying low income or disabilities as specified in the proposed measure. Persons claiming exemptions based on senior, low income, or disability status would need to apply to the district for approval of an exemption. A yes vote on Measure B is a vote to approve an educational parcel tax of $89 per year per parcel at a fixed rate for 8 years, commencing July 1, 2024. A no vote on Measure B is a vote against approval of the educational parcel tax of $89 per year per parcel at a fixed rate for 8 years. Robert H. Pittman, Sonoma County Council. Petra Bruggeser, Deputy County Council. Brian E. Washington, Marin County Council. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Measure B. If you want a copy of the full text, please call the Marin County Elections Department at 415-473-6456, and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. Argument in favor of Measure B. Vote yes on B to keep great teachers in local junior high and high school classrooms to protect quality education for our students. Nationally, California ranks among the lowest in per-student funding for public schools, and Petaluma City schools receive far less funding than many school districts in the North Bay. As a result, we're losing teachers to school districts that offer higher compensation. Over the last 3 years, Petaluma City Schools have lost close to 40% of their teachers and school employees. Some have taken on second and even third jobs to support themselves and their families. Having a great teacher in the classroom is the most important element of providing quality education. Voting yes on B will keep great teachers in local classrooms. Measure B provides locally controlled funding directly to our local junior high and high schools to make our schools less dependent on Sacramento. Voting yes on B will attract and retain excellent teachers, enhance science, technology, engineering, math, and writing programs, maintain smaller class sizes, keep school libraries open, and prepare students for college and careers. Measure B requires strict fiscal accountability. All funds must stay local and cannot be taken away by the state. An independent Citizens Oversight Committee and annual audits ensure funds are spent as promised. By law, no funds can be used for administrator salaries. Measure B automatically expires in 8 years and cannot be renewed without voter approval. Senior citizens are eligible for an exemption to ensure the cost is not a burden to those on fixed incomes. To succeed, students must graduate with a strong foundation in science, math, engineering, and technology. Measure B ensures local students have access to the same outstanding teachers and quality academic programs as other students in our region. Vote yes on B to keep great teachers in local classrooms. Kevin McDonnell, Mayor, City of Petaluma. Jessica Marcy, President, Petaluma CSEA Chapter. Patricia Peg King, local Petaluma Realtor. Matthew Harris, Superintendent, Petaluma City Schools. Carol LaBarrel, lifelong resident, business owner. Argument against Measure B. No argument against Measure B was filed.